So this is the voice of truth. The voice of truth. I'm going to talk about this for the next 2 weeks. Today I'm going to tell you a little bit about how this word came about. And just, you know, I've said this a couple of times lately to some people. You know, it is a scary thing to presume to hear the voice of God and then to relay it. It's a place of, it puts, at least for me, and hopefully for all of us, it puts us in a place of reverence. Yes, amen. A place of being bowed down. And I stand up here today saying it is nothing I take lightly or casually. And so leading up to this day, I have spent a lot of time just listening and waiting and hearing and refining and saying, is this it, Lord? Is this it? And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that process, and in particular, this explaining the process seems a little bit relevant because it's all about hearing the voice of truth. And so one of the things that goes along with this word is that he is fine-tuning our hearing. He's fine-tuning us. And so when I say fine-tuning our hearing, it means basically fine-tuning every parts of us to bring everything in line with him and molding us and shaping us into his likeness. And so that in itself is a work. And so we're going to see this work unfolding throughout this year, and there's going to be times when it's going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be times when you may get an instruction and you'll think, well, I don't do that. That's somebody else does that, but I don't do that. And he's going to say, no, it's you. So it was about a month ago. This word, as 1 year is kind of coming to an end and another is beginning, the Lord begins just showing me things that he has been doing toward the end of the year. And what I loved when he just downloaded this one day about a month ago, just the voice of truth. And I knew it when I heard it, that's it, because I'd been kind of listening, you know, I'm paying attention to various things you hear and see and watch, and one day I just saw this, and I began almost immediately creating the graphic, and as I began looking for what to do, I saw this word voice with the frequency on it, and I was immediately reminded of Pastor Shane's word about 3 months ago now. It seems like it was a lot more recent, but heaven's frequency. And so everything about this word goes along with that whole idea that we're still seated with him in heavenly places. And if you're in this room today and you don't find yourself staying in that place of his presence, that place of being seated with him, but you kind of maybe go back and forth between your earthly position and your heavenly position, my encouragement is go up there and stay there. Amen. Somebody, we were talking about this in class a little bit today, and somebody said, yeah, it's real tangible when you find yourself thinking about Jesus and your mind just stays positioned, but when you start thinking about things of earth, how it shifts, and pretty soon you're thinking about things of earth. And so the trick and the key and the thing that we're learning more and more and more is to stay there. And so the frequency, the heaven's frequency, is absolutely part of this word and the voice that we're going to hear and the voice that we're going to speak. The go and tell word has not gone away. We're going to hear the voice of truth and we're going to speak from the place of the voice of truth. And it's really important that we grasp that. So So when I got this word and I'm looking at it and I'm, Lord, seems like there's something missing. There's something missing and I don't know what it is. There's something missing. And but I created the graphic that said this, the voice of truth, and I just kind of sat on it and praying, Lord, are you sure? There's something. I feel like there's something missing. There's something incomplete about it. I felt like there was more I hadn't heard yet or seen yet. And on December 30th, Sherry Hupp sent me a song in a text message. And I don't think I listened to it that first day. The next morning, I believe I clicked on it. And as I clicked on it, the music starts. Seems like there's a lot of static here. I'm not sure what that is, but anyway. So there was as I began listening to it, the music starts, and the singer just starts singing in the spirit for a minute and 28 seconds. I looked. A minute and 28 seconds, just starts singing in the spirit. My encouragement is if you sing in the spirit or you speak in the spirit, do it. Do it. It's going to fine-tune your hearing. I have a person I meet with every week, and as we've been talking, I ask him, have you received the gift of the Holy Spirit? And he said, yes, years ago. I said, do you pray that way ever? And he said, no. I said, why not? Why not? And so the last 3 weeks as we've met, I said, have you been praying that way this week? No. Why not? Not going to get too far ahead of in my message here today, but Pastor Shane last week spoke about how to love the lost. And part of his message was, Lord's going to be giving us strategies. Those strategies are going to come from hearing the voice of truth and using what he's already given us, put it into practice. People have misconceptions about Holy Spirit. The only way I can pray in the Spirit and pray in tongues is if he overwhelms me somehow in some moment. No, the gift is there. Just open your mouth and use it, you know, if you've received that gift. If you haven't received that gift and you'd like to, just ask him and he'll decide. But as I listened to this song for a minute and about 20 seconds, it was just worship in the Spirit. And then I heard, God of Jacob,
hallelujah.
Great I am, King of angels, Son of man, voice of many waters, song of heaven's throne, louder than the thunder, make your glory known. And I heard, that's part of the voice of truth. It's part of the voice of truth that is, we're hearing the voice of truth and we're speaking the voice of truth, that his glory is going to become known. And then came the next part. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I changed the graphic. Let the voice of truth roar. But Holy Spirit said, I'm not done. Because he said, sometimes I speak in a whisper. Sometimes I speak in a whisper. But I liked this a lot. And I think sometimes we like the roar, but we don't pay attention to the whisper. We like the loud, but we don't sometimes like the quiet. And Holy Spirit said, I'm speaking to you in multiple ways. Sometimes it will be loud. Sometimes it will be quiet. Sometimes it will be something in between. But I want you to hear it in all ways. Before I get too far, here's the core verse. So Jesus was getting ready to leave the earth. And he said, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and will declare to you the things that are to come. That Holy Spirit has come. And that's who we listen to. That's who is prompting us. That's who is guiding the ship. So I started with this. And then I went to this. And then I went to this. The voice of truth, the part one's not part of the graphic, it's just part of the lesson. The roar and the whisper. And I fought this. I fought this so hard because I like nice, clean graphics. I like nice, clean graphics. And I was like, that's too cluttered. That is too cluttered. I can't handle clutter. And it wasn't until Thursday that I was like, okay, Lord, I got to just be obedient. I'm putting the roar and the whisper on there because you've said it's an important part of the equation. And I share all that because it's important for us sometimes to hear the processes of hearing, the corrections, the refining, the details. If you've studied Old Testament ever, how detailed are God's plans for his people? So as we're listening for the voice of truth, in sometimes a roar, sometimes a whisper, and sometimes some normal everyday voice, pay attention to the details. Holy guy, are you in the room? Come here. Which mic should I take? The orange one? All right, Julie said the orange one. So we talked about this in open door class today. And what? Here's one of the crazy things. You know, again, I take so seriously listening for God's word and God's voice to how to even present a word, you know? And you always, there's always these little nags like, that can't be right, or that can't be right, or, you know, there's always this self-doubt, you know? You know, and then you get confirmations all over the place, but, I mean, this one is just about, is I can't even, I well, let her talk.
Hello. So Pastor Jeff started talking a little bit about this in class this morning, and I could hardly like sit there. I was like kind of holding on to it, ready to burst. But earlier in the week, we were sitting eating dinner, the four of us, and I said, hey guys, I said, I want us all to be praying this week before Pastor Jeff announces the word for the church. I said, about what our personal words are. And so we kind of talked about that for a minute, and I said, do you all talking to my boys, do you all know how to hear from God? And it was just so funny. It started a little bit of a conversation then about how we hear from God and how, you know, maybe I've heard from God in the past. And then I said what my word for the year was. And I said, my word is, well, I said, a word that stuck out to me is abide. I said, but I want to pray about it a little bit and get some confirmation on it. And I told them that. And so that actually is John 15, which is right before John 16. Yes. And so we talked about that. And then a few days later, I got a word sent to me from, I think Beth sent that out, from Lana Vosser, and it said all about abide, 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 abide. And I was like, okay, God, okay. And I was able to share that with them and saying, you know, having already said, this is what my word is, I'm going to pray about it and search for that confirmation. And then God sent the confirmation. And then there was another message that I listened to, and God confirmed it through that, and has just been able to see this play out throughout the week before coming here and hearing that our message for, or our word for the year is the voice of truth. So we were seeking out the voice of truth all this week. Yes. To come here to find that our word is the voice of truth. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Only Holy Spirit can do that. Only Holy Spirit can do that. So, As I'm working on this, so 2 weeks ago in our open door class, I'm looking at the word, waiting on it. Marvin Snyder walks in that morning, and I don't even remember what we were talking about that morning, and he said, hey, I watched a video this week on how to hear God's voice better. And I erupted in laughter, but said no, didn't tell anybody why. Only Holy Spirit can do this. And then last week in class, we were looking at a few scriptures about eager expectation, and I asked everybody what they were eager expecting in 2025, and at some point, and he probably doesn't even remember saying this, but Greg Langer said, God is preparing us, and I'm still waiting for a voice that is clear. Gary Sloan that same week said, people are seeking truth, so we're going to be talking about truth. Last Sunday, Pastor Shane, in his How to Love the Lost message, offered three specific points about how we do that. His last point was, we don't hide the truth. He said, love and truth cannot be separated. We speak the truth out of love. Truth has to always be tied to grace, mercy, and love. And I'm just writing this all down, going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Last Sunday night at prayer meeting, Pastor Shane said this. He may not remember this at all. I heard the Lord say, something big is about to happen. My word is about to go forward. The Lord is releasing divine strategies about what we're supposed to do. He's going to speak specific words that you're going to say, and you are going to see walls crumble. Wait for your divine strategy. Yesterday, at men's prayer meeting, which you're all invited to, men, we know who you are. Pastor Shane was speaking briefly about something the Lord was showing him about the fires in California. And he said this, he said, for many, many years, California has represented a voice of deception. And there were people at prayer meeting who were prying me, do you have any clues for the word? And I said, well, Pastor Shane just said something, and our word is the antidote to that. The antidote to the voice of deception is the voice of truth. And then Pastor Shane went on throughout the morning several times to pray several things where he said, the voice of the church will rise up. The voice of righteousness will rise up. And he said one more thing that will rise up, and I don't remember what it was. But three times in three consecutive sentences, he prayed over this word without knowing what the word was. So the Lord is speaking, and he's speaking to all of us. It's not just to me. And as all he wants us to do is to listen and obey. One of the last messages I gave for 2024 was simple obedience. It still applies. It still applies. This is not complicated. Question was asked in class today, how do you define hearing the voice of God? Do you hear an audible voice? It's a great question. It's a great question. Some have heard an audible voice. I have never heard an audible voice. It's always been through my spirit, or Holy Spirit spoke something, and I knew it was him. And there's a learning curve to how to figure that out. The more we stay seated with him in heavenly places. Next week, we're going to get into the meat of this. We're going to get into how important is the Word of God? How important is your study of the Word of God? How important is your prayer life? How important is your worship life? All three of those, they're all intertwined into this mishmash of functioning in a place where we're hearing his voice. And we'll talk a lot more about that next week. So then, actually, Connie prayed this last Sunday night as well. She said the Lord had showed her that Lord is calling up special forces, and that's us. That's the body of Christ, special forces. Special forces are positioned to do battle. And she said this in her prayer. She probably doesn't remember it. You are giving us divine words. You are giving us divine words. So then Tuesday morning, Darlene Petticord sent to Connie the same word that Holly referenced from Lana Vosser. Actually, Darlene had sent it to us. I had shared it with Bobby and Bethany, and Bethany shared it with Holly. And I'm going to share a few things that were in this word because there are several parts that just jumped out at me. And here's what she said. The Lord has been speaking themes to me for a significant amount of time now, and I heard the Lord speak them recently, and I could hear them amplified. And just even the word amplified, the voice jumped out at me. Because we're going to be hearing his instructions amplified. As I leaned in to listen to the Lord's heart, this is still Lana, not me. As I leaned in to listen to the Lord's heart, I could feel the invitation so deeply from the heart of the Lord into deeper revelation and manifestation of abiding and remaining in him. I could feel the heart of the Lord extending an invitation in this season into a greater understanding and the outworking of what it looks like to live connected and grafted into the vine. When we are living life connected and grafted into the vine, we are hearing instructions. We are hearing the voice of truth. The voice of truth will never lie. The voice of truth will always be truth, and it will always be grounded in the scriptures. It will not be grounded in earthly philosophies or cultural situations. It will always be grounded in the Word of God. And so grounding our life in the Word of God, again, this is part of next week's message, but it's all part of today's to introduce this. If you're not grounded in the Word of God, start this week. What a great way to start the new year. And then she goes on to say this, and this is, I am doing the same thing as she is doing here, where she says this, I am inviting you into depths that you have never been in with me. Now, the invitation comes from the throne of heaven. I am inviting you into depths that you have never been in with me. I am inviting you into depths of intimacy and communion with me and my spirit that you have not encountered. I am drawing many of you into a place of greater posture upon me. I am bringing you deeper into the place of communion and union with me, to know me, follow me, and hear and see where I'm leading you in the days ahead. For I say to you that I am continuing to deal with double-mindedness, and I am bringing you, my people, into a greater place of the singular focus upon me. And so part of hearing clearly the voice of truth is throwing off double-mindedness. And that double-mindedness is, I'm functioning from earth today, but tomorrow I want to function from the place of being seated with heaven in, with Jesus in heavenly places. No, 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 no. We're staying in that place. So if we heard this last year, we're still hearing that that place of being seated with him, that heavenly frequency is absolutely relevant to hearing the voice of truth and hearing it consistently and hearing it clearly. For I say unto you that I am bringing you deeper into the place of attentiveness and a deeper place of being attuned to what I am doing and where I am moving. And then she said this, which just blew my mind because of my busy flyer. She said, I felt the Lord's voice came forth as a whisper and thunder all at the same time. And I was like, okay, get over your hindrance to the busy flyer. It's part of the word. It's part of the word. It's part of the word. Say it again. Oh, say that again? No, she wants me to say this again. I felt the Lord's voice come forth as a whisper and thunder all at the same time. And that's really important. It's really important. Because we may hear these things that seem like they're in conflict, and they're not. They're not. So if you hear something, you think, and then you hear something else, you think, somebody even said today in class, I don't know how this word goes with this word, but if the Lord's showing it to you, it goes with this word, because he's speaking the voice of truth. And the last thing Lana Vosser said is this: the Lord is wooing his people to come away. To come away. Deeper into the secret place to hear his voice. And he is speaking. Sit at his feet. To lean into the invitation of the wooing whisper. At the same time, the Lord's voice thundered, and I knew the thundering of his voice was communicating the urgency and importance of coming away to be with him and to listen to him. The voice of truth. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yep. Yep. Yeah, she just said that what she hears may sound like a whisper. But as you share it, it may be a thunder to somebody else because it so resonates with what they're supposed to do. Great thought. She just heard, she said. I just heard. We're going to have those I just heard thoughts. So in John 14, Jesus says this, if you love me, keep my commands. I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and you will be and will be in you. Oh my goodness. And I sit here thinking, we just gave a baptism certificate to Savannah back here. She's just received Jesus at the lock-in. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, a whole life is being opened up to a voice that's going to continue to transform her forever, as he's doing in all of us forever. None of us has arrived. None of us has arrived, Savannah. You can know that. That we're all on this journey together. And then John 15 says this. This is the whole reference that the Land of Osir was referring to, and it's introducing the verse I shared from 16. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth goes out from the Father. He will testify about me. And here's the key for us. And you also must testify. You also must testify. For you have been with me from the beginning. Now he's speaking that to his disciples. We're his disciples now. We weren't with him from the beginning, but we're with him now. We're with him now. So I had this dream on Wednesday morning. It was the most detailed dream I think I've ever had. And I was in a room with a whole, I was looking at a room. I don't know if I was in the room or I was just seeing a room. It could be here. I didn't recognize a particular location, but it was just people everywhere. Lots of people. And as I'm looking at them, as I was looking at these people, and nobody in the dream was necessarily familiar to me. I didn't see them and say, "Oh, that's Tim Wright." I didn't recognize faces particularly, although there were distinct features. Nobody was necessarily familiar to me in this dream. But as I'm looking at these people, I'm looking and I could see the love of Jesus. I could see the peace of Jesus. And I'm looking and I keep looking and I could see joy. I could see wisdom. I could see warrior. I could see all these attributes of Jesus. Just each one you'd look at and you'd think, oh my goodness. Oh, that's so inviting. That is so inviting. Oh my goodness. You could see that these people had answers that nobody else had. And it seemed like this dream went on for a long time, and it just seemed like I kept getting more and more revelation just from looking at these people, that they had something that other people would want. And it was so tangible. And it was almost like you were reading mail, but it was all about Jesus. It's all about lives that were so entrenched with Jesus that it just spilled out of them. It was just like, it's like Jesus everywhere. Just, and you're like, I want that. I want that. I want more of that. I want that. And there were some people I looked at that didn't have that. That there was, it was dark. And there was empty. I saw the word empty. And there were all these, and there weren't a lot of those, but I saw enough of those. And I woke up from the dream, and I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, that was a dream. That was a dream. But I remembered so many of those details. And that's unusual. Sometimes I remember some details, but I got up and I went downstairs and I wrote it down. And Holy Spirit said, this is what I'm doing in my people. This work is what I'm doing in my people. This is why I'm telling you, stay seated with me in heavenly places, because I'm doing such a work in my people that the voice of truth is going to be seen. The voice of truth is going to be seen on my people as they just keep abiding with me. as they live in this place of my presence, that it's going to be so tangible that the one that is empty and lost and confused and in darkness is going to encounter you. It's going to encounter you, and by encountering you, they're going to encounter the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And transformation will be the result. Worship team can come up. Next week, we're going to get into the meat of this. But let me say this. Every part of this word of hearing the voice of truth, there's not one arena in life that it will not affect. We've been hearing over and over again a lot lately that you can't turn on a college football game without hearing somebody saying, Jesus is Lord. And this isn't just casual, faddish acknowledgement of God. This is real transformation that's taken place on college campuses. And so the word of truth, the voice of truth has spoken. And there's not going to be one arena in our existence that's not going to be hearing the voice of truth. So when I say sports, yes, sports. When I say schools, yes, schools. When I say government, yes, government. When I say businesses, yes, businesses. When I say culture, yes, culture. Yes. Yeah, she just said that after Christmas Eve service, they were talking about just it was amazing Christmas Eve, and the whole thing was she said the love in this body, the love in this body, and this is true. It's been like this for Pastor Don and Pauline modeled it for us. The love in this body is tangible, and so people will look and see love. I looked. Remember, part of the dream was I looked and saw love. I saw love. It had a heartbeat. It has a heartbeat. Heartbeat. Reverberations. The voice of truth. Voice of truth. It's true. I got a card in the mail. A card and an invitation to something coming up in the spring, I believe. But it was from a lady I hardly know. I've probably seen her 5 or 6 times in my life. And she said, I'm not going to tell you specifically what she said because it was personal to me and about me, and I'm not going to go into that. But what she said was, I see this in you. And I was like, that's what we're supposed to do. It's what we're supposed to do. And we don't pat ourselves in the back or take any pride in it. He gets all the praise and the glory for it. But it's a transformative work. It's a transformative work. When he does a work in us, we are changed. We're not changed completely yet. We're still in the process. But it's tangible to people who are lost. It's tangible. And let's not forget, we were all lost. We were all lost. One of the things I say a lot, don't forget where you came from. Because we don't speak any of this truth from any place of judgment or any place of arrogance or any place of we're better than you or any place of superiority. We say everything we say from a place of being bowed down to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, recognizing that we only got there because of Him. We're going to pray for Lori Kimmy this morning. She's leaving Friday for El Salvador. I love it. I love it that Bobby was up here saying, hey, we're going to be in D.C. If you want to go, Holy Spirit's telling you to go. It can only be five of you. Yes. What? Okay. All right. Woohoo! 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 I'll reiterate Jim Hupp's message about his wife, Isla. X-ray taken early this morning. No spots. Woo! Yeah. Oh, I thought there was another one. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. To close with this. This is a scary word. This is a scary word. There would have been a time when I'd have been too scared to share it and said, give me something easier. He wouldn't have done it, but it's a scary word. It will require of us throw off everything that hinders. If there's something hindering you, throw it off. If you want to throw it off today, we'll help you. So next week we'll get in the meat of the word of this. Let's stand. I have flyers. If somebody wants a copy of the flyer, I got a pile. Thank you for the voice of truth. We thank you that you are the voice of truth. I pray for your people today, that you're just priming our hearts, priming our minds, priming us to hear, and to hear clearly, to keep molding us and shaping us as we surrender again and again and again. Lori, come on down. Come down and pray for Lori. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you have in mind with this word, that you will accomplish everything you have in mind. We thank you for hearing our cry for Isla. No spots. Praise you for your goodness, for your faithfulness. I pray that if there's anybody in this room that is ready to receive you today, they won't leave without you.